Welcome back to Babbittville Radio. My name is Bob Babbitt, and we're brought to you by 10 miles, 20 bands from Del Mar to Encinitas and back, coming up on February 15, 2015. Core Sports, the very best in women's activewear. Challenge Athletes Foundation, our 21st annual event, coming up on Sunday, October 19th. And you can check out any of our interviews on Babbittville Radio on iTunes. Our next guest, one of the pure legends from the sport of triathlon, the co-creator of what was the Bud Light and then Bud Light United States Triathlon Series. Started out as just United States Triathlon Series and became the Bud Light Series over the years. And that really helped take triathlon from just being an Ironman event to something anybody can do. Mr. Jim Curl joins us. Jimmy, how the heck are you?
Oh, good, Bob. Good. Glad to be on with you today.
It's you know what? I remember one of the lines that you told me back in the day that I always loved was that the worst day of race directing is better than the best day of lawyering. Right?
You know, that's true, but it doesn't say much.
What it does say is that money is not that important.
Well, it doesn't say that either. It says that they're both hard businesses, but, geez, you know, at least you don't have to beat people up all the time race directing.
Right. And you're outside, and people are changing their lives by doing this thing.
Yeah,
right?
And you get to do it all over the world, and, you know, it's some great stuff. I'm not the last person to say, you know, anything bad about it.
So when you first started, when you got into being a race director, when you guys created the United States Triathlon Series, did you have a clue what you guys were doing?
Man, a clue, not even.
Yeah.
Not even. I mean, I had never put on a race in my life. And I talked Carl Thomas into thinking that I could do 5 races one summer.
Right. I am the race directing guy.
Yeah.
I know what I'm doing.
So it shows that neither of us knew what we were doing. You know, because if he was smart, he never would have hired me. And if I was smart, I would have never offered to do it with no budget, no staff, no rule. You know what I mean? It's back
no.
in 81, man. It was different.
Yeah, it was. How important was it? You know, we had the whole thing in February of 82 in Ironman. Julie Moss collapses. ABC goes crazy with, you know, everybody's calling in. What is this sport? What's going on? And you look at everything that happened was from that February of 82, then in June of 82, United States Triathlon Series starts and first event in San Diego. Was that tied together? Was there just more excitement about the sport after the whole Julie thing?
Actually, I think it was February 81, which was when they hit the ground.
It was definitely February 82.
Okay, so we were, oh, that's right, and you know, so what happened, Carl.
Who was with Speedo.
Yeah, and Carl got hooked in by that whole thing and came up with the idea that he could sell a lot more swimsuits if a lot more people did triathlon, and if the distance was smaller and there was lots of them that you could go to, boom.
Yes.
So really, yes, as with so many things, that was the birth of another great idea, that event.
Love
that. It's probably the seminal event in a lot of ways.
So when you put on that first USTS race, which I think is so interesting because you look at the top 4 finishers for the guys, it was, you know, Dave Scott, Scott Molina, Scott Tinley, Mark Allen, which basically was the next 20 years of the sport. And you had Kathleen win for the women. Did you have, when you went out there that morning, did you have any idea how long? Because really, it's not like there was a lot of short distance races. How long is it going to take for the guys to be out of the water? When are they going to be out of the water? How long are they going to be on a bike? What happens if there's cars? I mean, what was going through your mind while this thing was happening?
You know, I think at that point, I was just blank. You know, I was just making sure that people were in position. I roughly knew what had to come down. I was hoping that the plans we made first time, you know, all that stuff, none of it would go south and nobody would get hurt. That's really all I could think about. And I was running, as you remember, running back and forth and making sure this was up, setting this up. So I had no idea. I mean, people ask about that. If anybody had a vision of where to go, it was Carl.
Right.
Carl kind of knew where he wanted to take it. All I wanted to do was not hurt anybody. you know what I mean? It doesn't seem like much now, but we were, you know what I mean? I looked, I said, I'm not in control here.
No.
There's just people flying everywhere. And,
yeah.
You know, almost anything could happen. But it turned out that our plan was good. We had a little bit of luck, as we've had through the years. And, you know.
So in terms of so here you have this growth of this. And when at its height, how many events were there in the United States Triathlon Series?
We had 13 a couple of years.
Wow.
We kind of averaged 11 or 12. I think we had a couple of years we had 13. 13 was a stretch. we often said if we could make a little bit more money, we cut it down to 8 because we thought we could do 8 just perfectly.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, but once you get stretched or people get burned, you start, you know, you want to do it better than anyone else. And all we were doing was hanging on with our fingernails.
Right.
To get it done, not hurt anybody, get the money handed out, get the trucks filled, and get out of town. Let's go to the next event. So there wasn't much grace to it. You know what I mean? There wasn't much style. It was just holding on.
Well, it's funny because I see that in other race series where it becomes, you almost become like carnies. You know, it's like, okay, build the Ferris wheel. Hopefully there's not too many parts left over. Get that thing on, get the kids on it, pack it up again. Oh, crap, where did these bolts come from?
Yeah.
And move on to the next city rather than, you know what, if we did less of these and we could generate more revenue.
You hear about stuff, oh, you know what they did in Germany, you know what they did in the East Coast. God, what a great idea.
Yeah.
We could steal that idea. No,
sure.
You can't. Because
no.
We can barely do what we've planned. So, you know, we can't change. So you always felt like, I could do this better if I had more time.
Yes.
You know, and I always thought of Valerie. God, one race a year.
doing the Ironman. But I was like, as soon as the race is over, you can start thinking. And the fact that the thing sold out, right? So
yeah.
You knew exactly how many shirts, exactly how much everything.
Oh, yeah.
That makes such a big difference. One of the greatest innovations that I think came out of the United States Triathlon Series was the whole concept of wave starts.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, you get to a certain point where you put 2,000 people in the water together. That's a little scary.
Well, it became obvious by the second year that it was not a safe way. And the swim was always the most dangerous.
Right.
As proved to be, ultimately, although for different reasons. So we just looked for a way to solve it. And we stole the idea from Boulder Boulder.
Oh, that's right. Boulder always had wave starts.
Yeah,
yes.
Right from the beginning. And I was sitting there going, God, how do I figure this out? And I read some article and went, hey, that would work. If we could just figure out how to do the timing,
wave
separate.
Right.
And that's when we came up with the colored latex caps, you know, and the whole thing. Wave start boxes and corrals. We just kind of, everything else came from the good idea that we stole from Boulder.
Nice. Well, stealing is important.
That's right. Well, when it's a good idea, that's how things grow.
Of course.
How many ideas do we have that people took from us? We're trying to,
exactly.
Make it better, safer, do it.
My favorite all-time USTS stories. One was Atlanta. With the 1,500 foot swim course, with the fog, right? And a swim course built out of cement, and the fog rolls out, and all of a sudden, this pristine, beautiful, miniature pony of a swim course is laid out in front of you.
Right.
You knew immediately, right, that this
was too small.
There
was an island that was 1,500 feet away from us, and the course was supposed to bend around the island. So I didn't think I was in the right position to see the other 8 buoys.
right, yeah.
I ran down the beach and looked around the island, and there were no more buoys. And that's when I went, I think I have a problem. You know. And at that point, the police were saying, you're going to get this race started, or we're not going to let you shut down this road, we're not going to do this. You know, we had all these things timed. So there was no question about putting out more buoys. We had to shoot the gun.
So 1,500, and meanwhile, the entrance to the park, there was still gated stuff going on, and
there's all sorts of.
And it was Tinley's favorite day, right? Tinley's always behind out of the water, and now he's like, "Hey, what's going on, boys?"
Well, you know, there's two great finishes. There's that one, then there's the 84 Coors Bass Lake, where both he and Molina have this look of like they're about to die from their exertion,
faking it.
I think you and I know kind of what went down.
It was like, "Okay, let's just split it, baby."
Yeah, baby.
Love that.
It's been a long day.
Then my other one was Chicago, which was my hometown, and I think you had some, probably a guy who might be a little bit under the influence, drive into your swim start.
Right.
At what time was that?
About 3 o'clock in the morning, you noticed there were cops all over, not the middle of the swim course, where it bent around the aquarium.
Yeah.
And we said, what's going on? And he goes, guy put his car in the water. I said, oh, okay, well, it's underwater.
I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. It shouldn't be a problem. And I said, no, we can't get it out. You know, you got problems. But there's no great story. They pulled it out. You know, they get the hook on it, and they just pulled it out. So by 5 in the morning, the car was out. We didn't have to do anything extraordinary, like loops in the water.
Right.
Shit like that.
Yeah, but 5 in the morning, people are already starting to show up.
Oh, yeah. No, but at 5 in the morning, they were hauling the car down Solidarity Drive. 3 in the morning is when the drunk put it in the water. So it was 2 hours. It was Chicago police, Bobby. You know, they're good at what they do.
I love that. So you've got, what's cool is how this sport has helped you travel, and all of us helped us travel the world. You know, obviously USTS, and then you had the Japan Triathlon Series that you guys, I don't know if you licensed that or if you put that on.
We licensed it, but I had to go over and lay hands on it.
Right.
I had to bless it.
You had to say, okay, this is a real course.
Right.
This, yeah.
You know, this cone is a real cone.
It has USTS on it. It's good, yeah. And then I remember us going down to the Bahamas for Diamond Triathlon with Linda Blair. We're all dancing and people are saying, make your head turn around. That was sort of fun.
Yeah.
That was, I don't know if we've had a bigger collection of celebrities in a triathlon even since then.
We'd have to ask Epstein.
Yeah.
Maybe at Malibu, he might have had the same or bigger. But we had, was that crazy?
Jane Seymour.
The diamond guy.
No. Yeah. So, it was a diamond thing. And now, was that Rennie Roker?
No, we don't get to him until we get to St. Croix.
Oh, okay. All right.
But that was the beginning of
Bruce Portner.
I mean, that's where I ended up in Jamaica. It actually started 15 years before that in the Bahamas. I'm still the only race director that got thrown into jail the week of this event.
Yeah, now, that's always intriguing to me because I remember seeing the Free Jim Curl T-shirts, which were great, with you
seeing
behind bars.
You made them, Babbitt.
I did make them. I made money off them, and
we sold them.
We used it to get you out on bail, which was nice.
Right, right.
So what the hell happened? How'd you end up in jail?
Well, you know, the it turned out that the guy was a scamster who hired me, who actually hired Horning, and Horning hired me.
Oh, so Dave Horning was a race director from Northern Cal, and had been a pro athlete.
Great character.
Yeah.
And he was the race director, but he had no desire or interest in race directing. So they hired me. I went down there. About 2 weeks out, I realized it was a scam and that the guy was not doing the stuff. So I warned the ministry. I kind of ratted out my own boss.
Yes.
And the ministry demanded to see the diamonds, shipped the diamonds up to New York. That were the prizes. This is Tinley's prize. And they were industrial-grade diamonds. They're very good for cutting glass, but they really weren't worth much. So they knew that something was weird. And then I had to pay the vendors off after the event. I was told it was money in the account, you know, the race account.
Right.
There's no money in the race account.
And he's gone, right? Race
director. No, he was there. He was there. But I was running around Nassau, you know, laying bad paper all over Nassau.
And you had no idea.
And no idea. So the plane doesn't go to Chicago first. It stops in Freeport. So I'm in the waiting thing, and I hear my name called, and I go, hey, they're going to give me an award because of the great job I did. And they just hauled me and threw me in the police, and they said, you get one call. So I called my gal, and I said, here's the number of the Ministry of Tourism. This is who I ratted the guy out to. Called him. Half an hour later, phone rings. Cop goes, yes, sir. Where do you want to go, Mr. Curl? You're out.
Oh, so you weren't in.
Well, I was in jail.
Yes.
But they called, and the minister said, let this guy go immediately.
Wow.
Whatever, there's a problem, it's not him that did it. So they gave me a first-class seat.
Nice.
In Chicago. Well, nice. I was in jail for 4 hours, Bob. I mean, it didn't seem nice. That guy's going to, you know, I'd have a different life path here.
That's sort of like the economy section, you know, of the plane. It's not not quite.
Well, it's not quite, and, you know, it was colorful. I got some good memory. I got a picture of myself standing in front of it.
Nice. So, and that led to St. Croix.
That led to the Beauty and the Beast.
Yes.
St. Croix, which was still one of the great.
Oh, events. Made for television. Phenomenal. Yeah.
With what's her name singing a cappella? Dionne Warwick.
Oh, my God.
Remember that?
Yes.
Singing the Star Spangled Banner a cappella at the start.
God.
Well, anyway, it was a great race, and you know, kind of fast. So I fell in love with the Caribbean, and then you know, and then I got a chance. I met a guy from Jamaica, and then we went and did a conference in Jamaica, and then we did the James Bond Jamaica Festival, and then I did reggae, and then I got back into triathlon in Jamaica.
Well, and this is coming up is your 20th annual Jake's Off-Ride Triathlon, right?
That's out of all that. Path,
yes.
Bahamas, St. Croix, the Jamaica events, you know, all sort of led to this little tiny town on the south coast of Jamaica called Treasure Beach, which is really one of the great places in the world. And I just stumbled into it at the request of the government to help these guys put a triathlon on. After 1 year, I realized I really couldn't make it any better. They had already had a perfect little event. You know, it was just...
It went with the island.
Went with the area. You know what it was? It was cotton shorts and tall white socks. It was the purity of the old 5Ks.
Yep.
You got the same feeling of people coming together to race for the absolute fun of the race.
So how big is this event? And you've been doing it's the 20th annual. Has it grown a lot, or is it
never
one of those things
on.
As a boutique? You can call it boutique means we can't take that many more people.
It's you could We could do more. Yeah. It's been anywhere between 80 and 110 people.
Right. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's always kind of in that area. I think we could easily do 150 without changing it. Maybe 200, and you still couldn't tell that it wasn't like it was the last few years, because everything fits this perfect size.
Is it mountain bike or road bike?
Yeah, it's a mountain bike.
Okay.
But even if it was on the road, you ought to take your mountain bike.
Yes, the roads are not great. Yeah, yeah. So, and what type of distances are we talking?
Talking basically sprint.
Okay.
Talking about 300 meter, 25K, 7K. Lots of off-road, lots of big hills. Water's real safe.
Yeah.
So, safest place around.
So you've been back. How many times have you been at this?
This is going to be my 14th.
Wow. And what brings you back? Because obviously you can go to a lot of different places and put on events for 80 to 100 people. Right.
This one I don't.
Really?
Oh, no, it's owned by a charity. It's just like you buy.
Or like a CAF, yeah?
Yeah, CAF. My heart lies there, you know what I mean? And I go and I donate my time and the money. I can see that the money goes directly to the local charity, and they put roofs on people's houses. A fisherman loses a motor. You know, they help them buy a motor. They buy computers for the school. You know, you can see the money at work, and it's a great community.
I love that.
You dreamed about the Caribbean, and you feared that you lost when the big resorts came in, and, you know, kind of all went, islands. And that place still exists in Treasure Beach, in Jamaica.
So it's part of Jamaica.
It's called the South Coast of Jamaica, and really it's the Southwest Coast.
Okay.
It's down, it's a place called Black River is the biggest local town. Of course you haven't heard of it.
No.
Which is why nobody does. Come on in, Fred. Fred, my friend Fred Powell just walked in.
Nice.
He's actually, he's done Jake's three times.
Nice.
Good.
So Jake sounds, besides the race itself, what are some of the trappings around the race? I'm assuming there's little parties and stuff.
Well, you know what there is? The event takes place. Jake's is a tiny little, it's not even like a resort. It's like a beautiful bunch of little houses on the cliffs.
Okay.
Most of what people do the week before is they relax, maybe they have a little workout, blah, blah, blah. The last 4 years, groups have been coming down from Canada and the U.S., and they've been having fitness training camps the week before.
That makes sense.
It's great. And so they come in on a Monday, and they train Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. They back off, and they race on Saturday. So that place has developed an infrastructure for working out. They've got sports fields. They've got, you know, these great workout facilities, all built by the charity so that more people will come down and work out and, you know, recreate.
Right.
Yeah. So we get cricket teams down there. We get soccer teams down there. We get basketball teams down there. And it all benefits the local people.
So are you down there? When you go down for this event, are you down there a month? How long?
No. It's one of those things in which I go down there 10 days out.
Okay.
And we put the whole thing together in 10 days.
Back to the Future. I love it.
Yeah, no. If you went there, you'd know it in your bones. See, I remember this. This is how this was done. We have a great safety record, but it's just the way things are. You kind of have to do it the way the community wants to do it.
Well, yeah, and I've raced in Tahiti, and it's island time, and it's that you put on an event that connects to the island.
You got it, because when people come down, a triathlon is a triathlon.
Right.
You're really coming for the place and the people.
Of course.
And that's what Tahiti's like, and that's what Jake's is. You're coming down to Jamaica to see the real Jamaica.
So tell me a little bit about this James Bond Festival.
Well, that's interesting. We were down. Remember, I told you the government brought me down there in 1990.
Yes.
To put on a couple of conferences for them. I brought down a bunch of people from the industry, our industry.
Right.
Presidents of CBS and all these other people came down, because I had first-class tickets to give away. So at the post-party, we came up with an idea that, you know, every James Bond book was written in Jamaica. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Ian Fleming couldn't write a word of Bond, else he was sitting in his estate at Goldeneye on the coast of Jamaica. So it's got the first movie was filmed there. Right?
Yeah.
Dr. No.
That's right.
Right. It's all Jamaica. That's why it wasn't just set there just because, but because it came out of there. So I said, let's have a festival. So we had a James Bond Jamaica festival. And we brought in Grace Jones. We brought in Octopussy. We brought in Jaws. It kind of broke my heart to see Jaws. Jaws, who just died this week.
Yes.
Right? The actor who played Jaws.
Yeah.
He was one of the most gentle men I've ever met in my life. Dedicated Christian, big you know, gigantism, could barely move his, you know, hard walking with the huge hands.
Yeah, yeah.
Very, very gentle guy. We brought the directors in. We brought one of the Bonds in. And we had a week of Bond craziness. You know, we had the big party at Goldeneye, which was Ian Fleming's estate. Chris Blackwell, the guy who founded Island Records, Marley and all that stuff, just let us use the estate. It was pretty cool.
Good for you, man. So when is Jake's coming up, the 20th annual?
20th annual is April 18th, 2015.
And if people want to sign up, where do they go?
They have a number of places.
Okay.
They ActiveWorks under Jake's Off-Road Triathlon. That's the easiest place. Or else, they really ought to go to Jake's Hotel, jakeshotel.com, jakeshotel.com/triathlon2015. And that will both get you the information about staying in the hotel, you know, everything you need. It'll get you
love that. Jimmy, thanks so much for taking time, man. Always a pleasure to catch up with you.
You too.
I love it. And again, we are brought to you by Cal1020.com. 10 miles, 20 bands, Del Mar Fairgrounds, Encinitas, and back, coming up on February 15th. Core Sports, the very best in women's activewear. Challenge Athlete Foundation, San Diego Triathlon Challenge, coming up on Sunday, October 19th. And of course, you can check out any of our interviews on Babbittville on iTunes. Hold on, everyone. We will be right back.